producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Top claims that this is World War III, just play into their hands. Masses of fighters on the back of pickup trucks, twisted souls plotting in apartments or garages. They pose an enormous danger to civilians. They have to be stopped. But they do not threaten our national existence.
That's a little slice of the State of the Union, the final one for President Barack Obama, talking about, among other things, fear-mongering, as he alluded to there, in what is happening with ISIS and the conversation across America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, right at the top from Talk Media News. Pleased to welcome to the show, actually, Ellen Ratner. Ellen, thanks so much for popping on with us.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's interesting. I spent most of the evening interviewing both Republicans and Democrats, a couple of them before the speech and most of them afterwards. And it was like every Democrat said it was a great speech. Every Republican said it was horrible. It's like they didn't move off their talking points. And, you know, there were talking points really on each side that made a little bit of sense. If I was giving the speech, what I would have done is I would have listed my accomplishments, which could have been listed in, you know, in a bullet form in 4 or 5 minutes. I would have said, we have got to accomplish these 4 or 5 things, which the White House did put out, and they actually put it out alongside the speech. And then I would have turned the speech over to Speaker Ryan.
Who was chewing gum and not, and was very stoic during the entire speech.
I know. I was like, whoa, what is wrong with this guy? He's like, doesn't move.
Yeah.
He did get up at one point around the veterans issue.
Yes. Yeah, I think that was really the only thing. It's funny, I was comparing him in my mind to all the State of the Unions I've seen, remember, through the years, as you know, with John Boehner when he was Speaker of the House. And even Boehner cracked a smile now and then or reacted. But Ryan was a solid block of ice on this one.
Very, very much he was a solid block of ice. And it was interesting because this afternoon, before we did this, we also did a radio row for the Republicans. And, you know, a lot of their points make some sense. I mean, they say that there is too much regulation, that the Wright brothers were able to fly, which referenced the president's speech, because they didn't have a lot of regulation. And, in fact, there was a guy, Langley, that was supposed to make a flying machine, had a government contract, and failed. And that innovation comes when people can be creative. I don't disagree with that. On the other hand, you don't want people ruining the environment and shooting up things in our forests, et cetera, that they shouldn't be doing. So I think there is a balance. On the other hand, I agree that there is a lot of regulation.
Yeah, what were you surprised that the president didn't talk about? Did you think there was going to be more emphasis on guns or guns control?
I did,
gun control?
Actually, and of course, the Republicans had painted it that the president was going to talk a lot about guns, and we basically didn't hear about any gun regulation. I actually thought the president wasn't going to make that speech because he had already done it a week before.
Right. All right. So then no surprise as far as that's concerned. And he made this one short. Is that traditional for presidents? Hey, this is my last one, so I'm going to make it to the point.
Well, he did say he was going to make it short, and then he went on for over an hour. So I'm not so sure. Maybe he thought it was short without all the applause. I also think, frankly, that what they ought to do is they ought to make the Democrats and Republicans sit with each other instead of on opposite sides of the aisle so that it wasn't just, you know, the Democrats popping up and clapping every time and then most of the Republicans not. I just think, you know, we're past that point as a country.
Yep. So there was also, he talked a lot about and emphasized the whole political, although he didn't spell it out necessarily, but you knew he was talking about the political fighting, the malice between the two parties. I don't think that was surprising, but it's obviously pretty clear that's part of the problem in D.C.
That's a huge part of the problem in D.C., and that's why I think, you know, had I been his advisor, I would have said, make the gesture and turn it over to the speaker. You know, make your points and then say, as a bipartisan move, I want to show that we want both sides speaking here. And that's what I would have done. But, you know, nobody listens to me. I'm just a lousy talk show host.
So this was his last one. He's Fix Our Politics, Move On From There, American Destiny, Education. Do you think, and he mentioned Gitmo, and so I think that's his last thing. He really wants Guantanamo to close.
Well, certainly his promise when he took over in 2008. Or when he was elected, he didn't take over to 2009. That was absolutely something that he had promised. And they were talking about releasing more people today. Now, of course, as the president was making this speech and as he was getting ready to make the speech, we know that Iran captured two ships, and mm-hmm. have 10 Americans as their prisoners.
Yeah, exactly.
He did not mention that, but that certainly was a sub-theme of tonight that people were talking about on the Hill.
Yeah, and a lot of people thought he should have mentioned it.
I'm surprised he actually didn't, because this has been a huge issue, and I think he should have put it within the concept of we are not, you know, we are the greatest country. People look to us for answers, and we are not going to put up with people taking our troops or deciding that they can rule us because of this. They can hold us hostage.
Yeah, exactly. Ellen Ratner, as always, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
As we motor along here talking about what was said in the State of the Union, Ellen mentioned it, Iran holding 10 U.S. soldiers. So the question becomes, what should happen here? And there's been plenty of conversation about that. I mean, because here we go again, in play, absolutely. How does this happen? When you just hear the story on the surface and you say to yourself, are you kidding me? You have to be kidding me. But it's no joke. I mean, the president pretty much stuck to the script and didn't talk about what's going on with Iran, other than to say, we built a global coalition with sanctions and principled diplomacy to prevent a nuclear-armed Iran. And as we speak, Iran has rolled back its nuclear program, shipped out its uranium stockpile, and the world has avoided another war. In his only mention of Iran in the State of the Union, hours earlier, He was alerted to the fact that the sailors were being held in Iran after those two ships, as Ellen mentioned, the two naval craft went into Iranian waters, which is what happened. Boy, oh boy, 10 Americans taken into custody, and the president completely omitting this. And it's the kind of another example of the, it's not kind of, it's overt, provocative Iran taking a wild grab, and this is very dangerous when we talk about this nuclear deal. 855-266-5283. Coming up later, you can comment on what happened. Stay with us. More coming your way next.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Roll on here on America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us across this great nation and beyond our borders. We're talking about the president's final State of the Union address. At one moment in the address, and he did it a couple of different times, he talked about the fact that it's not about religion when he was talking about zealots. And he talked about ISIS and you know, basically ISIL, and rejected what is being said, and said it's, you know, it's, that's not what it is, and basically summed up that there was confusion. He didn't use the word confusion, but pretty much if you're reading between the lines, that's what he was talking about. Now, we've just scratched the surface here as we continue to motor through. Like I mentioned, House Speaker Paul Ryan said in a statement that he was closely monitoring the situation, meaning Iran and the ten sailors who were taken into custody by the Iranians. And he said, you know, at one point, I don't understand the reaction to this. Trump said, who is running for president on the Republican side, it's just an indication of where the hell we're going. I mean, hopefully they get released and fast, but it seems to be an indication of where we're going. All right, we know where we're going next. Here's where we're headed. William Panzarella joins us now. He is a writer, researcher, and constitutionalist. I love that title. And he's the author of A Place They Called America. Potent title there for that book. William, thanks so much for staying up late with us.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, Kate.
All right, so your reaction just overall to the State of the Union address.
Well, I think you correctly hit the two most important topics. One was him, the president, not even mentioning what happened to our sailors today, you know, 10 sailors being taken by Iran. And, you know, of course, first and foremost, our thoughts and our prayers go out to them and their families, and hopefully they will be released as soon as possible, hopefully, you know, tonight or tomorrow morning. But not only mentioning it, but trumpeting his nuclear deal with Iran as one of the great successes of his presidency. And secondly, you know, it's just amazing to me that he did not mention it.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, too. So do you think, I mean, obviously he was alerted to it, and it was like, well, you know, we don't want to go there because there are other things that we're going to talk about in this, and we're not going to, why even touch that? It just seems so odd because it happens before he's doing this State of the Union. It had to be a discussion, I would imagine, among his advisors because he ultimately has the final decision. But I bet that was what the conversation was inside the Oval, don't you think?
Oh, of course. And, I mean, I don't believe anyone thinks that it's a coincidence. Obviously, every day in the Persian Gulf, there's a tense standoff between us and Iran. There's tensions all the time. It's no coincidence that Iran chose today or last night, you know, basically hours before the president goes on to do his last State of the Union address. It's basically they're mocking the president of the United States.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. That, and that's the first thing that jumped in my mind when this happened. Oh, the having this timing of this is exactly what's happening here. All right, what do you think were the was the thing to really, besides that obvious blunder, how do you think he handled the ISIS situation?
Well, it's interesting, and that's another thing you correctly pointed out, that he goes out of his way to say that ISIS is not Islamic, even though obviously the first two words in ISIS is Islamic State. And even if you want to discount ISIS and throw them away, Al-Qaeda, Abu Sayyaf, Boko Haram, Al-Nusra, these are all groups that themselves say they are Islamic and Islamic extremists and take their orders from the Quran. And I am by in no way saying that, you know, all Muslims are terrorists. I hope, you know, nobody misunderstands me about that. But these are Islamic extremists. And if you cannot identify the enemy, how can you fight them?
Yeah, absolutely. What did you think of the reaction to the Republicans who were at the State of the Union, like Paul Ryan especially?
Well, I really liked Nikki Haley, who gave the Republican response, the governor of South Carolina. I think she gave a great response and didn't try to really go full bore against the president. Stayed kind of stable.
Yeah. The what did you think was, besides the situation with the sailors, which was obviously a missed target, a missed opportunity when you had the world stage like that, but what else do you think should have been as part of the State of the Union and wasn't there? Is there anything that pops out to you?
Well, it wasn't what wasn't there. It was some of the things that he did say. For instance, the president talked about college tuition, you know, that he wants to bring down college tuition. I mean, according to the U.S. News, from 1995 to 2015, the average tuition and fees at private universities rose 179%. Tuition at public national universities in that same time rose 296%. Now, Obama has been in office for nearly 8 years, and that has only done nothing to decrease tuition, but under him, tuition has continued to rise. So he could say that in his last State of the Union that he wants to decrease college tuition, but as the old adage says, you know, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, boy, that is absolutely the truth. Hey, let me ask you this. I mentioned you're a constitutionalist. The Texas governor, Greg Abbott, says, you know what, constitutional convention, baby. That's what's needed. Congress just isn't doing its job. He says it's necessary because we have a Congress that just can't get it done. And under the Constitution, it is Congress under Article 1 that is assigned the duty of passing laws in this country, and yet that's not what they're doing. But to see the reality of that, it would be such an incredible long shot, I think, longer maybe than winning this Powerball. What do you think?
No, I agree, Kate, and that's a great point, because I think a lot of it also has to do with President Obama trying to, you know, write executive orders every time and bypass that.
Yeah.
You know, the president does not make laws, as you just stated in the Constitution. That's left up
right
to the legislative branch.
Yep, exactly. Hey, we got about a minute or so left, so I know that's not much time, but quickly, tell us about A Place They Called America.
Well, A Place They Called America is, I mostly write novels, but and I was originally going to write a novel about America in the not-so-distant future, where the Constitution has been torn apart, where the government spies on our every move, where citizens live in fear of saying or writing the wrong thing, where the younger generation has been indoctrinated. But then I realized before I started the novel that that future is now. So I wanted to write a book, a shorter book, on not a novel, not fiction, but what is actually going on in America, because it is so important.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. It is so important. William, thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. Good night, and God bless America.
Absolutely. I echo that sentiment. William Panzarella, you can pick up his book, A Place They Call America. They Called America. You can pick it up at Amazon.com. As we continue to motor through, your thoughts on the State of the Union, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Kate, and a quick programming note, don't forget that we still have Nail the Score, not the politician, Nail the Score coming up at the tail end, the last segment of our next hour, because lo and behold, we have a computer to give away, and we really hope that somebody nails the score. It could be you. How cool would that be to get a computer and not have to pay a dime for it, and not even have to pay any money to enter our little contest? I think it would be very, very cool, my friends. Donald Trump holds a double-digit lead nationally in a New York Times CBS poll. We're talking about that and the State of the Union. On the flip side,
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you want fresh, healthy drinking water anytime, anywhere, when traveling, during outdoor activities, or in emergencies, you need the revolutionary Berkey Light System. It removes organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, chemicals, unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light System processes up to 96 gallons of clean, fresh water per day and can be upgraded to 192 gallons per day. And get the Berkey PF2 fluoride reduction filters. They last for up to 1,000 gallons and extract fluoride, arsenic, and heavy metal ions from your water. Get the Berkey Light System along with the PF2 fluoride reduction filters, a $297 value for only $262, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $35 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
I have no response. I'm going to let him say whatever he wants to say. He can run his campaign however he wishes. I'm going to keep talking about what the next president will have to do starting January 20th, 2017.
It's just an indication of where the hell we're going. I mean, hopefully they get released and fast. But it seems to be an indication of where we're going. That Iran deal is the dumbest deal I think I've ever seen. I don't think I've ever seen it before.
All right, so Donald Trump talks about the Iran deal, meaning that it is crazy. We, in other words, what's happened is, you know, the president talking about the safety of the United States and how there is, as he referred to, something akin to a fear-mongering. He's talking about ISIS, but yet here we have the situation with Iran. It talks about we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth, but we do nothing, or he says nothing, about Iran taking 10 of our sailors. So that's what Trump was referring to there. As for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton saying she doesn't care what he says, the New York Times CBS poll that was just released shows that Trump has 36% of the presumed vote among Republicans. Ted Cruz, 19. Marco Rubio, 12. Ben Carson and Jeb Bush, 6% each. And it gets lower from there, you know, Mike Huckabee with 4% and Carly Fiorina and Chris Christie with 3%, John Kasich 2, Rand Paul 1. And remember, there's another Republican debate that's coming up on Thursday. So, you know, Thursday, there's a couple that won't be at the kids' table, and that includes Carly Fiorina because of what we're seeing now ultimately. And John Kasich, what is left as far as the polls are, you know, concerned. There's no question that Trump is in every poll. He comes up on top, on top, on top, on top. And there was a moment where Obama definitely took a little chunk out of Donald Trump. Call it subliminal or read between the lines or whatever you want to call it. But he implored Americans to turn away from what he called cynicism and fear in this final State of the Union address. He said the future we want, opportunity and security for our families, a rising standard of living, and a sustainable, peaceful planet for our kids, all that is within our reach. It will only happen if we work together. It will only happen if we can have rational, constructive debates. It will only happen if we fix our politics. So the last State of the Union is it, as far as legacy is concerned. And for most presidents, that has to be a little bit in their mind that they can, you know, let's face it, you control the agenda because you're not running for anything else. There is nothing else that you can push forward. There was one moment where he said, and who's going to disagree with this? He announced the creation of a new effort to cure cancer, but he said it was going to be led by Joe Biden, because remember, Biden said he wasn't going to jump into the Democratic fray for the presidential nomination after he was grieving for the loss of his son, Beau Biden, who died from cancer. And he said, for all the loved ones we've lost, for the family we can still save, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. So that statement, you know, there were plenty of people on both sides of the aisle that clapped for that in a sense. He called on Congress to pass an authorization for the use of military force against the Islamic State militant group and the economic embargo against Cuba, fat chance of that, and help limit the cost of college tuition, which we discussed here just last segment, initiatives that aren't likely to be enacted before the end of his presidency. Very doubtful. And he talked about climate change. And he talked about technology. So they were all thrown into the mix of his final State of the Union address. If you want to throw in your two cents, absolutely, you are welcome to. 855-266-5283. Of course you are. Left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. It doesn't matter. The welcome mat is out. It's about the conversation. So 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. Be interesting to see what the final ratings are for this State of the Union, because the last State of the Union was relatively low. Now, this was the final Obama address to the nation, so it might be a little bit higher. Plus, there was bound to be reaction from the Trump camp. He lives in the 140-character world, and of course, he was tweeting during the president's address. In fact, he gained the most Twitter followers during the president's commandeering of prime time, I'll call it that. And the USA Today tweeted the top three recipients of Twitter followers. You know who they were? Donald Trump was absolutely number one. Number two, Hillary Clinton. Number three, Bernie Sanders. So Trump tweeted this out. The State of the Union speech is really boring, slow, lethargic, very hard to watch. That's one of the Trump tweets. And then there were certainly others that came from Donald Trump. That's what he was doing, you know, throughout the State of the Union. If there is anyone who has mastered the art of using that technology, it is absolutely Donald Trump. And then he said, the Iran deal is terrible. Why didn't we get the uranium stockpile? It was sent to Russia. And, you know, probably we'll hear more. And when the polls go up for Donald Trump, he always says thank you and talks about making America great again. And, you know, for followers, he has 5.66 million. And he has tweeted, this is how much he is tweeting, 30,000.3. That's how much he has tweeted. That's a lot of tweeting. Compared to me, where I think it's like 700. I don't even know. I know it's not, I'm not even breaking 1,000. But he's Donald Trump. He has the time. I think he has the time to tweet, or he's making the time to tweet anyway. I'm just saying. It's interesting, as far as some of the other odds and ends happening around the planet. I'll get to that in the next segment, but believe it or not, there was more than the State of the Union and Obama's final farewell and the lack of mentioning the sailors and Iran and the situation there. But the polls especially were coming out really, really hard. And all of them, as I was mentioning, for Trump. I found a couple of others because, you know, I am the poll princess. That means I get all the polls immediately sent to me. And there's rolling averages every day, but I would just be telling you the same thing over and over again. Trump. But Reuters is a good source, and Reuters does their polling explorer. And right now, Trump in their poll, possible Republican presidential candidates, Trump 39%, closest Ted Cruz 14.5%. After that, Jeb Bush 10.6. So I ask you, and even when it comes to government and policy, elections and politics, business and finance, and current affairs and all the polls that are filtered, Reuters is usually very right on the money, and the Trump numbers keep climbing. So in that average, the numbers keep going up for Donald Trump. You know, and for whatever it's worth, because we're getting so close to results season, all of this will matter in the mix. Because I think it figures in that we'll probably see those numbers reflected in the various primaries, where what they do in Iowa and what they do in New Hampshire and what they do in South Carolina. I think it's going to be, needless to say, pretty darn intriguing to see if that carries over. You know, Iowa, the Republicans are definitely prepared, as they say, for an absolute avalanche of caucus goers. Because, you know, this is the state that does it the old-fashioned way, where literally you are screaming for your candidates. I mean, will Trump convince those first-time caucus goers to turn out to vote on February 1st? And I think the answer is we are going to see a lot of people this time around. Will we see that reflected on our actual voting day? I don't know. On election day, will we see that? But I think in Iowa, we will see that. I think we'll see people who have never caucused before, and they say they believe they may see people that caucus with the Republicans who haven't been there in the past, and the belief is they'll pass the 120,000 person mark, which has been a historical benchmark for both parties. The 2007 caucuses were the only exception. Record turnout, 240,000 Democrats helped Barack Obama then. Stay with us. The ins and outs, the ups and downs, the grab bag. That's next on America Tonight.
I have paid the call when I pass.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This Congress is serious about winning this war and wants to send a message to our troops and the world, authorize the use of military force against ISIL. Take a vote.
That's President Obama, State of the Union, a little bit more, a chunk of his final one. Can't believe you're not exploding the phone lines, although I am seeing the emails fly in rapidly like I've never seen before. It's like a flock of seagulls. Only they're not pooping on my computer. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE if you want to throw in your 2 cents as we whip around this final segment of America Tonight. I talked about really what I'm calling the grab bag, odds and ends, up and down, whatever you want to call it, meaning there's other stuff that's happened, believe it or not, in our backyards. Yeah, there's a lot of other things that are going on besides the State of the Union. I think the terrible thing is the sailors being captured, and then that goes back to the State of the Union, the fact that it wasn't mentioned whatsoever. Who's brilliant? Idea was that, hey, Prez, you're going to hit the airwaves, you're not going to mention it. We're doing everything we can get to our, I mean, even just the thing, we're doing everything to get our sailors back. We'll find, as soon as we know more, we'll let you know, or I guess that would be weak to say that. But there's got to be something that you could say that would be quick to the point and would at least acknowledge the fact that it happened, right? Doesn't that make sense? All right, so Sean Penn, not at the State of the Union, but instead trying to fend off attackers who can't believe that he hung with El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, you know, the big drug lord. So Mexico is moving El Chapo from cell to cell inside the maximum security prison where they're holding him. Why? Because he escaped from that prison through a tunnel 6 months ago. So they just keep moving him. He was recaptured on a Friday. They have a 24-hour surveillance on him. All parts of the cells. Doesn't matter. The cell which he escaped in July had one blind spot. You know where it was? Around the shower. And they did that to protect their privacy. But I don't think he's getting any privacy this time. That's not going to happen. So he's only in a cell a couple of hours. His escape was his second from a maximum security prison. And, of course, it humiliates the president, President Nieto. Because how does that happen on your watch, right? And then that creates problems with D.C. because they want the whole extradition to the U.S. So this time, they're saying in Mexico they're willing to extradite Guzman, but they say the process could take a year. But they're taking a lot of extraordinary measures to make sure that he doesn't escape again. And the government is still trying to get as much information as they can, too, to Mexico, on Sean Penn and Kate DeCastilla and how they came to interview this drug trafficker. I mean, you know, they've had 2,500 forces out hunting for him. And they were sent into the mountains where he was hiding to set up a security perimeter. So Sean Penn was surprised that a soldier was at a checkpoint that he allowed his car through on the way up to the meeting with Guzman in October. But they say, well, that was useful in hunting. They're like trying to say it was part of the plan. Regardless, he's a huge, crazy drug kingpin, and you have Sean Penn interviewing him. It's still the craziest. It is the craziest story ever. I mean, only Sean Penn shows up there, and then of course it leads to his capture. So, boy, that was stupid for him on his part to jump in and do that interview, wasn't it? It totally makes sense. All right, the Chinese are buying up a lot of things around us. You've noticed that, right? My beloved Pebble Beach, owned by the Chinese. That's been a long time, so I think I'm a little bit over that. But China's richest man is looking out for some really big deals after one very big purchase. What would a Chinese tycoon buy? Well, he just agreed to acquire with the co-producer of Jurassic World for $3.5 billion in cash. That's what he eyed. He eyed studio. He eyed a Hollywood studio. And he surrounded his target and he got his target. A big, huge slice of the entertainment group, an entertainment company. Now, other specifics about a global entertainment empire that already includes the second largest U.S. movie theater chain. They're talking about buying Burbank, California's Legendary Entertainment. So that's a pretty big investment into Hollywood. And they say they're going to create the world's biggest film company by revenue. He already has a big say in China's film industry, so that would just add to it by picking up an American company. It would just strengthen his portfolio, let's say. I mean, he acknowledged he was in talks to buy a majority stake in the Hunger Games studio, Lionsgate, and that he wanted to invest in MGM. And then he dropped another hint that he was looking to buy some other pieces of Hollywood. And he bought AMC Entertainment a couple of years ago. He was looking at theaters in Europe. You get it. I don't need to go over this whole rich guy's portfolio. But in the world of rich guys, the Chinese are coming. The Chinese have money. And here's another stake in the game, baby. Speaking of rich guys and what do they do with their money, Rupert Murdoch is marrying Mick Jagger's ex-wife. Yeah, I'm not making it up. Remember Jerry Hall, the tall, leggy, blonde from Texas that was married to Jagger? Well, they say they're delighted to announce their engagement and their forthcoming marriages. They've been dating for about 4 months, and they went public in October. They say the past months together are thrilling, thrilling. Murdoch is 84. Jerry Hall is 59. And they got engaged over the weekend in L.A. Where were they? They went to the Golden Globe Awards party, the gala. So, yes, it's true that Jerry Hall, the mother of Elizabeth James, Georgia, and Gabriel Jagger, they now are going to have another father who has influence in a different way. I guess more with the purse strings, in a sense, than necessarily in the music business. But how about that? It's so odd. I mean, I just have to say, it's so odd to see his picture with Jerry Hall. You know, they kind of look like buddies, like friends, not as though they're engaged to be married. But, you know, hey, whatever. That's what I say. That definitely fits into my version of odds and ends, doesn't it? I think it does. When I first saw the picture, I was like, wow, you got to be kidding me. I mean, there has to be, I would imagine, a prenup signed here because his kids, knowing his age and I think his health is pretty good, I can't imagine that they would be thrilled that he would take another wife. And David Bowie passes away at the age of 69, succumbs to cancer, makes me so sad. One of my favorite songs, Fame, and a whole slew of others as well. So thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.